Good morning, Mick Tamman. I like to sort of chastise people for doing, you know, to say, well, you can do a lot better, you know, when you fucking repeat yourself endlessly and do a shit job of it, you know what I mean? The audio's, where's my fucking hand? When the audio is crap, when the video is crap, when the narration is crap, when the subject is being dealt with in a way that's fucking crap, and something or other else is crap, and I think of it eventually. Anyway, I did a shit video, and it's not... What makes it so shit is basically I've said the same fucking thing, and I've repeated myself endlessly. I've taken like 25 minutes for what should have been said in 5 minutes, you know? And I've watched the video, I reviewed it, and I thought, this is fucking bullshit. It has to change, you know what I mean? And, I don't need to go into the particulars of these other people's lives, but I do know them. I've had a tiny little bit to do with them. And I won't go into the really deep, fucking broad, don't need to put that on the agenda, you know. This is just Mr. and Mrs. Anonymous, you know, and their fucked up bullshit lives in a fucked up bullshit relationship that exploded. Oh, man. See this fabulous cup? That's a paint that I developed that's made for extremely intense sunlight. When you concentrate sunlight like, say, 50 to 300 times in a parabolic reflector, you can just pop that paint. And considering how savage solar concentrators are, they fucking boom, 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 boom. You know, the light is just, you need dark oxy-welding goggles, you know. But the paint lasts for a while. Anyway, off topic. What happened was, her side of the story is that, you know, well, I saw a progression from the happy couple photos, there's a few of them, and then they sort of disappeared, went back to her, just her by herself, and then, you know, that was over 4 or 5 months, and what happened is recently, in the last month or so, she's been opening up about how he assaulted her, and she claims that she got a fairly good fucking beating out of it, you know what I mean? And I am not thoroughly convinced, you know, that about any of this, you know. You know, the so-called injuries and all this sort of stuff, I'm not convinced, you know what I mean? But what she's done is she goes to her big audiences, her public sort of forums online, and she has told thousands and thousands of people what he did to her. Okay? What he did to her and the trouble he's in, you know what I mean? But, dear Big Cow Man, I don't kind of care much anymore for the bullshit of women. I really don't. You know? Because what she's doing is she's saying, oh, you know, she's not going into sort of finite detail about what exactly went on in what he did to her, but what she has gone on is that I'm a victim, I'm a victim, I'm a victim, and it's all he's doing, you know. Now, this is where I'm cutting this fucking down, right? What the disparity is that men rarely ever fucking just go beat up a fucking woman for no particular reason, you know? And it's usually only because she's been up to something really fucking bad and he's lashed out. But her story is like saying, well, I was coming home today and I got hit by a fucking truck. You know, I was driving along and then I got hit by a fucking truck and woe is me, look what they did to me. You know what I mean? But what the disparities are, the first one is she stayed absolutely silent. The first one is she's been going around and telling everybody this one side of the story. She's only spoken about what he's done, or her version of it, you know what I mean? She's been running around telling a lot of people the same fucking story, right? And she's never, ever, ever spoken about her part in anything. You know what I mean? So here she is, she's doing the equivalent of saying, look, I was driving home today and I got hit by a fucking truck. But what was she really doing in that relationship? Men really ever fucking lash out and go insane, you know, she claims. But men really ever fucking lash out for no particular reason. And I found that she's got a really fucking ignorant button pressing streak where, you know, you try to just engage in casual conversation and she just puckers up her arsehole, you know. Garlic. You know, she puckers up her arsehole and won't speak, and that's a bad sign. Oh, a long time no see, how you doing, you know what I mean? No, my anus is clenched up tight. I'm not talking to you, you know. That's a sign, that's a get dead giveaway. There's something fucking wrong with her, you know? Manipulation, power games, fucking fucked in the head. You know, you can't, if they're incapable of open and honest communication on small talk type stuff, they're a cunt. They're into fucking head games and bullshit, you know what I mean? You know, and it's kind of like a form of antagonism, you know? Watch out for that. And the second thing is, I don't think he's fucking all that. Because he's never said, wow, here's an opportunity to come and deal with all my family of origin issues. Here's some really good therapy. Here's some really good recordings. He's just backed away from that, you know. I just, you know, thanks to God and Alcoholics Anonymous, I'm sober today. Oh, cliches, cliches, cliches. There's not a lot going on with this guy other than the fucking formulaic kind of path through life, you know. And so there's that issue, you know. But women who are secretive and women who only tell one side of the story, you know, she's left out all the other stuff, which is hands up. She's left out all the other stuff that is her side of the story. And this is cutting back down, cutting it to the point. It's like saying, well, I was driving home and I got hit by a truck today. But she's leaving out, you know, in terms of relationship type stuff, she's saying, well, she's leaving out, well, I came flying over the top of the hill and came flying down the fucking mountain and, you know, really racing and all this sort of shit and came around the corner and ran straight through the fucking stop sign and pow, and right into the path of a fucking you know, I was the cross traffic that went into the path of the fucking oncoming track, and I got fucking, you know, I got bloody crushed, you know, I got smashed up. That's the bit that she's not talking about, you know, because she's evasive, she's lying, and there's two, four, we won't get too far into the issue of lying, but there's lying by addition, where you're materially falsifying the fucking story and adding to it, you know what I mean? Especially adding to it. And then there's lying by omission, which is to leave everything out. And, you know, I tend to be very fucking blunt and straight down the line, you know what I mean? Because I just see people that fuck around. I say, well, if you continue fucking around, you'll end up putting a rope around your neck, you know, and there you go. You're dead, you know. I see that all the fucking time. So I just don't mince words, you know. And so when I see her evasive practices, you know, why is she avoiding me? Why is she not discussing just small talk type subjects with me? Why is she avoiding that? And why is she avoiding speaking about her part in that relationship and what she was up to and what she did that set him off? You know, I wouldn't, just being around her just presses my go nuclear kind of buttons. You can feel the fucking deceit, you can feel the lying, you can feel them, and I can feel the manipulation, the lying, the deceit, the fucking head games, you know what I mean? And I don't like being around her. I don't like having any fucking contact with her. But I have chosen to confront her about her fucking lying. You know, the lying by omission, you know what I mean? Because I don't know what went on. I wasn't there. But this smacks of that, you know, the, all the other stories you hear of men, you know, they come home and you know, they just flip out and they decide to kill their wives. And now that seems entirely justifiable under the circumstances, because these women are out fucking around with other guys. They're setting him up to get him out of the fucking house so that they can take possession of it. They're setting him up to take all his fucking money so that they can get possession of all his fucking income and property and stuff, you know what I mean? And they're setting up him up to kick him out and fucking make him homeless while they take everything, you know? The house, the cars, the kids, the fucking all the income, everything, you know? And what she's been up to, I don't know. I'm not a part of that sort of stuff. But it has that, like, because she's lying by omission, you know, she hasn't done anything and she's running around telling hundreds of people, I'm a victim, I'm a victim, I'm a victim, but there's no side of her story in it. You know, I tend to fucking, you know, these are giant red flags, you know. And I don't like her, I don't trust her, and I'm not having anything more to do with her, you know. You know, she's just inherently fucking dishonest. You know, so that's sort of, you know, one of those skills that you pick up from other men, you know, like Red Pill Married talks about this stuff a lot, you know. You know, when you cross a man badly enough times, sometimes they'll come after you and kill you, you know what I mean? When women do that sort of sneaky, devious, fucking malignant kind of fuck with their, destroy their lives kinds of stuff, the men, you know, will seek revenge. And so, you know, that's my feeling, that she's dishonest, the big red flags. The big red flags. She will not engage with me in honest, safe subject, weather talk type conversations, you know. When it comes to her getting a beating, she alleges, from her ex, you know, or now ex, you know. She's saying, oh, he did this and that, and I'm a victim, but there's none. There's her part isn't in the proceedings. She's saying nothing about what she's been up to, who she's been doing it with, what she's been doing to him, how she's shedding him up, you know, fucking, there's absolutely nothing. And that's so, this is so common of women who are really fucking devious. You know, these are red flags. So anyway, that's enough of my fucking, you know, I've revised the whole thing, this whole sort of video. And, yeah. Thank you to all the men that have taught me to sort of read between the lines, or raised the awareness up a whole heap, you know what I mean? Combinations of things. So thank you, MGTOW men.